Graham hosted a town hall-style meeting Tuesday to discuss the status of local agriculture. Farmers spoke of the age-old challenges they face, tight budgets, and bad weather. Ferris Brown is a student at FAMU and works on his family's farm.
Someone mentioned earlier that you can lose your shirt, you can lose your paycheck in a matter of minutes. You know, rain comes in and sets on the field, and you ain't gonna have no hay. You know, peanuts rot off, things of that nature.
Besides toiling under the hot sun, there are new concerns as well. Climate change, pollution, and an aging farmer population. Vonda Richardson oversees the co-op extension program at FAMU, and she says farming is a hard sell in modern America.
In the African American community, primarily it's the stigma of farming. A lot of the young people don't want to go into it because they don't see that it could be a lucrative career.
According to the U.S. Agricultural Census, there are half as many farmers today as there were in 1950. As younger generations leave the family farm, the burden of feeding the country is spread across fewer shoulders. But local and state agencies are encouraging young people, women, and veterans to fill in the gap. James Hill served in the military for 2 decades before he and his wife took up the proverbial plow.
We put in our first garden 3 years ago. And it just produced abundantly. We were able to feed ourselves and our friends and family. We shared. And over the past 3 years, we just fell in love. And we realized that there's a calling here. And we started seeing gaps and opportunities to farm.
And Congresswoman Gwen Graham wants to help fill those gaps. At the meeting Tuesday, Graham announced that 13 counties in North Florida are now covered by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Strike Force program. The USDA's Krista Harden says the program supports rural and impoverished areas.
It's a concentrated, focused way to leverage federal dollars for the USDA programs on certain areas that meet criteria that are persistent poverty, that have great need, who have an agricultural community, a rural community, who need special help and care.
13 of the 14 counties in Graham's congressional district are now covered by the program. Graham says the collaboration will be a boon for North Florida farmers.
The 2nd congressional district is the most rural district in Florida, so we have a lot of opportunities here to work closely together with USDA to help bring resources, consolidate, bring people together to help those here in North Florida.
Glenn Holmes, one of the town hall panelists, grew up on a farm in Mississippi. With decades of experience in agriculture, Holmes says farmers have to adapt to survive.
You know, we always say in Mississippi, if you always do what you always did, you're going to always get what you always got. And so what I want to get out of this today, and the question that you're asking is that let's think out the box a little bit.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, farmers make up about 1% of the U.S. population. The agency expects that number to continue to drop. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.